You're with SBS Radio.
Illum sekwit tisma' lil-ħafna jilmentaw dwar it-temp li qed jagħmel u kif jinbidel aktar malajr minn estrem għal ieħor. Intant rapport mill-Kunsill dwar il-klima juri li kien hemm żieda fil-qawwa u l-frekwenza ta' temp estrem minn kiesa ħar sħun u minn temp b'sema' ċar għal maltempati. Dawn l-aħħar 4 snin kienu l-aktar snin sħan kemm ilhom jinżammu r-records tat-temperaturi. Kumpaniji tal-insurance ħalsu wkoll 1.2 biljun dollaru minħabba diżastri naturali. Il-Kunsill tal-Klima qed jitlob lill-Gvern biex jieħu azzjoni. F'dawn l-aħħar ġimgħat rajna xita u qarar kbar fi Queensland flimkien ma' nirien u sħana kbira fit-Tasmania, Victoria u South Australia. F'pajjiżi oħra barra l-Awstralja, l-estremità tat-temp hija kontrastanti l-istess b'nirien kbar f'Kalifornja, kesħa f'partijiet oħra tal-Amerika u mewġiet ta' sħana madwar l-Ewropa. Il-kap tal-Kunsill tal-Klima, Amanda McKenzie, tgħid li f'dawn l-aħħar 4 snin dawn l-avvenimenti ta' temp estrem żdiedu fil-qawwa u l-frekwenza tagħhom.
As pollution is put up into the air from coal, oil and gas, we're seeing gases trapping heat right around the world, and that's affecting global temperature. It's rising year on year, and that provides the fuel for extreme weather events right around the world.
Il-rapport dwar it-temp mill-Kunsill tal-Klima sab li s-sena l-oħra kienet l-aktar sena sħuna fl-oċeani tagħna, kemm ilhom jinżammu r-records. Il-rapport juru wkoll li 9 mill-10 snin l-aktar sħan fuq ir-records fl-Awstralja seħħew mis-sena 2005 l-hawn.
When you look at a long-term temperature graph, you'll see some years that are hot, some years that are cool. But over the last 40 years, anyone that is below the age of 40 has only seen above average years. So we're seeing this long-term trend to more and more hot weather and a hotter climate.
Id-diżastri naturali kellhom ukoll effett finanzjarju. Is-sena l-oħra kumpaniji tal-insurance ħalsu 1.2 biljun dollaru fi claims minħabba ħsara li ikkaġuna t-temp. Id-direttur tal-Istitut Awstraljan tal-Programm tal-Klima u l-Enerġija, Richie Marzian, jgħid li din il-figura se tikber waqt li avvenimenti fit-temp li qabel kienu ikkunsidrati rari se jsiru ħaġa normali.
The bill to the insurance industry is growing year on year globally. I think last year it was about 300 billion in Australian dollars, sort of in terms of the global insurance industry, and we've seen major reinsurers who are the ones who really fund the local insurers in most countries really struggling to make some of those payouts.
Merzian jgħid li ż-żieda f'aktar każi ta' spiss ta' temp sħun jew maltemp qawwi tista' tirriżulta fi żieda fil-premiums tal-insurance.
It could happen that people will have to pay more, their premiums will go up as we better understand the nature of these extreme weather events and how often they might occur and how harsh they might be. So yes, that's a real risk.
Amanda McKenzie mill-Kunsill tal-Klima qed tħeġġeġ lill-Gvern biex jaġixxi malajr.
People are thinking about how do we provide a better future for our children, for our grandchildren. So I think when people go to the polls this time, they will remember this summer of extreme weather events and the last year of extreme weather events, and they'll be putting that into their considerations at voting time.
Il-Prim Ministru Scott Morrison jgħid li il-Gvern għandu numru ta' inizjattivi biex jgħinu fil-bidla fil-klima.
We're going to reduce emissions by 26-28% by 2030 through our emissions reduction fund and the many other measures that we have. We're meeting our targets. That's what we're doing. We've set our targets, we're meeting them.
Minħa tagħhom il-Laburisti qed jippjanaw li jħabbru politika komprensiva ħafna dwar il-bidla fil-klima qabel l-elezzjoni federali aktar tard din is-sena.
sbs.com.au